Are we live?
We're live.
Are we live?
Yes.
That's legit. Okay.
Love the little banner you made. Welcome to the to the Average Nobody's podcast live on new website, facebook.com.
Brand new.
Brand new.
Mark Zuckerberg just released it.
I think it's going to be big.
Friend of
ours. I think people are going to like it. I picture it being big at first with high school and college kids, and then later on it's going to be ruined by adults who share all their political and stuff like that. That's I'm looking into the future, that's what I think.
That's how I see our website going as well.
Yes.
I just see like that the
25 years are just crazy 50-year-old people.
So that's it. We're live streaming right now. It's the four-year anniversary of AverageNobodies.com. This is the four-year anniversary of the day we signed up on WordPress.
Yep.
Which is awesome, and so we've come a long way in 4 years, and so we're going to do our 22nd podcast, and hopefully the rest of the podcast going forward, live on Facebook. The audio might be a little bit delayed. We're not sure how to fix that.
I don't think there's a way to fix it. I think that's the only way to go Facebook Live.
As you can see by other people doing Facebook Live, all audio is delayed. It's never just working correctly.
No, that's how it goes.
That's just the way we're going to do it tonight. So, Ryan, how was your Valentine's Day?
It was very nice. Yeah. It was really nice. You know, I worked a little later. I work late on Tuesdays. It's just, you know, that's what I have to do.
Tuesday grind.
It's a Tuesday grind. I go in an hour later, too, though, so.
Okay.
It's not that bad. But made some food at home. Didn't want to go out this year. We're doing Nashville this weekend.
Nice.
So, going for a little Saturday to Monday, Nashville. Ooh. So, we're like, you know what? We'll just eat at home. And it was good. It was really nice. Went to bed early, you know.
Sweet.
Like a real 28-year-old. What about you? Did you go out to eat?
Yeah. We went out to Camille's in the Hill.
Oh.
Delicious. It was absolutely delicious.
What'd you get?
The veal parm. It was delicious with the calamari appetizer and also like the eggplant roll-ups with the cheese in it.
Oh, I don't think I've ever had that.
Oh, this is so good.
Good stuff?
So good. Oh, it was delicious. I took Lindy's leftovers and mine home.
Well.
I had them for lunch today. So she always gives me her leftovers, so...
That's true love right there.
It's nice. That is true love.
That's really
give me
nice.
Your leftovers. So yeah, it was great. It was really nice. Actually, when we were leaving, the valet looked at me. When we got there too, he looked at me kind of weird. So I was like, oh god. I had just flicked off a taxi cab because he was like blocking the... Anyway, I was having a bad day up until that point.
Okay.
So I get out of the car and I see the guy and I give him my keys and go inside. We have our dinner. Come back outside and he goes, and then he just like says my parents' address. And I'm like,
that's not.
I'm like, he's like, that's where you live, right? And I'm like, that's where I used to live. I'm like, I don't live there anymore. And he's like, oh yeah, I recognize your license plate. I used to deliver the mail in that neighborhood like 10 years ago. I'm like, how do you, first of all, it's not even on the same car. Like, I have my mom's license plate now. She gave it to me.
Okay.
But it's not even the same car. How do you have that good a memory where you remember?
You must have a photographic memory.
I guess, right? 10 years ago, he was a mailman. Think about how many cars and license plates he's seen in his life.
Yeah, that's.
Not only as a mailman, just in general.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, my MTV 89 is a little memorable.
Yeah, yeah, you can remember that.
But still, it's kind of crazy.
Oh.
So, anyway.
It's also a weird way to introduce yourself to someone.
First thing he said.
Not like, hey, I recognize
you. He just, like, screamed out the address. I was like, yeah, okay.
Is that your next target?
I don't know. Can you leave me alone, please?
Yeah.
So that was, it was fun. It was nice.
Good. Very nice.
So let's get right into it now. The Grammys were this weekend.
They were. Not as, you know, I read a good article today. It's the Grammys need to reschedule when they're doing it because at this point it's too close to the end of football season where when I'm watching something on Sunday night, I need to be really thoroughly entertained.
Yeah.
Whether it's fantasy football, whether I'm betting on the game, whether my team's playing. But football has a way, even if it's a crappy game, to really entertain you.
Yeah.
The Grammys, not so much.
Yeah.
But whether they were entertaining or not, obviously the biggest thing coming out of the Grammys was Beyonce.
I mean, there was a lot. Honestly, I didn't even watch it, and I
watched it today.
And I watched. I had to go back and watch some of these clips that we're going to talk about. But it was. I watched The Walking Dead. Like, you're not going to compete with me in The Walking Dead.
No.
I'm going to watch The Walking Dead.
Exactly.
So I'm sorry,
especially
Grammys.
Coming back from a long hiatus.
Honestly, there's not much. I probably would rather watch repeats on Netflix, but that's for another time. I'm not a fan of the Grammys, but Beyonce.
It was, you know, I'm going to say this. This is nothing against Beyonce. Like, I'm happy that she's pregnant and having twins, and obviously. But seeing pregnant people with their bellies exposed is disturbing to me. Like, I don't want to see it. I just don't. I'm not Beyonce anybody. I just don't like seeing that.
It's not the disturbingness of the pregnant belly. It's just that, again, I'm going back to the picture she posted. The audacity to think... that she thinks that I care.
Right.
That she's pregnant.
Cause,
I don't.
Because she didn't even really sing at the Grammys. It was just like a humming.
She stood there, the wind blowing
and all these special effects and all this stuff happening. I mean, it's not like she went out and put on a concert, which I'm not expecting her to at this point.
Sure. But at least sing the hits. Like, I liked her new album. What's the song where she's like swinging a baseball bat around and like breaking windows?
Hold up.
When she's like breaking the windows. I like the song. I can't even like
sing. The only Beyonce song I like is EXO.
It's a good song.
It's a love song. I love it. It's a beautiful love song.
Well, the new album is really good, but she didn't play any of the hits. Play the hits. Play your hits.
Now, do you think if this is what she looks like now, is she going to be able to play Coachella? I know we talked about this.
It depends on how far along she is.
See, that's why I can't judge pregnancies.
I think
once you get to a certain point, that's it.
She
could look like this for another 3 months, or I don't know. I don't know how it works.
I'm useless on determining an age of a fetus and baby until they are,
which is good,
until they are in high school. I legitimately one time
all the way through.
I'm telling you, one time I was with Lindy when we first got together, when we first met. And we were going to meet we were talking about my uncle, and I didn't know how old, it was a kid. I was trying to determine how old this kid was, and I was like, I don't know, he's probably 12 or 13, and he ended up being like 7 years old. Like, I have no idea.
That's a pretty big difference.
Like, I really have no idea from birth, so I don't know how long a pregnancy. I think, like, if Chrissy Teigen can bounce back that quickly, like, she was doing like...
Yeah.
I don't know, she was like on vacation, like flying around like a week after she gave birth. So I think that like they have like those crazy like
I was gonna say there's some
celebrity
special.
Doctors that like yeah. you know, she's gonna be back on her feet in a second. She'll probably be going on a world tour.
Yeah, doing cartwheels.
So not to mention she looked like she was the Virgin Mary. She had like she was going for that.
Right. Yeah. That's clearly with the Instagram picture she put up with the long, is that her hair? That can't be her hair.
So this is another thing I've learned. I didn't know 99% of celebrities don't have their actual hair, especially females.
Really? I knew a lot of music extensions.
It's like clip-ins and weaves and like, I would have no idea.
No.
Like, I look at like some of the wrestlers on, I have no idea. Like, I'm like, I just think their hair's dyed that bright red. Like,
right.
That can happen.
Well, but I know it's Sasha actually Banks like has a wee, yeah.
Yeah, I had no idea. This is new to me. This is all news to me.
I mean, I guess if you have the money, you might as well spend it on hair.
I guess.
I wouldn't.
I don't know if that's her hair. I don't know what her actual hair looks like.
Who knows? It's a mystery.
She could have no hair.
She could have.
She just has to change it every time. You know?
Just bald.
She shaves her head. How's that for an image?
That's hard. That's hard.
Bald.
That's worse than the image I already have in my head.
Of the pregnant belly.
Of the pregnant belly.
So, the audacity of Beyonce to think that we care.
We don't.
Don't care.
That's not going to change.
She's great. Her music is great. The music video was appointment television on HBO. Like, I've never seen anything like that in my life. I've seen all the visual albums. Kanye West did it with my Dark, Beautiful, Twisted Fantasy,
right,
whatever, however that is.
You said the words right.
Yeah, I said the words right. They're not in the right order. Right. But that was a great album, and it had a visual album. It was a visual album as well. Yeah. It was like a half hour.
I think The Weeknd, Kid Cudi, they've done a couple visual albums, and they're really cool. Because if you can... Obviously, they're very artistic people. You put a lot of effort into it. You get people who are, you know, good at directing and making sure it lines up and everything's edited correctly. It can be cool. I don't know. And, you know, the frustrating thing for her must be that she just doesn't win anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of frustrating because you hear about how, Adele in her victory speech. She's like, this belongs to Beyonce. Why? Why? It was voted that
just,
you won.
Just
accept
take
it. It doesn't
award.
Belong to
just
her. She didn't
award.
Win.
I don't like
it's
that.
It's not like Beyonce's this 90-year-old woman. Like, I need my Grammy.
I know.
Come on.
It's pandering. It's pandering at this point.
That's the part that pisses me off.
Yeah.
And it might not have anything to do with Beyonce, but stop saying she deserves it.
Yeah,
she lost.
It's pandering at this point. And I really like Adele, and I thought she killed that for her performance.
Oh, my God. She's amazing.
Whether or not she purposely restarted her George Michael tribute will be left to the people who are more woke than I.
Yes.
But it was awesome, nonetheless.
It was.
And just her singing voice is fantastic, and I think Adele is awesome, but that was unnecessary. Take the award. Take it gracefully.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, thank your fans.
Yeah.
Thank the people who helped you put the album together. Don't thank Beyonce. Your enemy.
She has nothing to do with you.
She was going against you.
Right.
Do you think that she had anything written down in her gold fucking card about you, Adele? No.
She would have been carried out on people holding the big chair.
And I'm not saying she should have. I'm saying that if you win an award, you take that award.
Yes.
You didn't see Tom Brady get up there with his MVP trophy, with the Lombardi trophy, and say, you know, I just wanted to thank Matt Ryan. This should be his. No.
That's not how it works.
That's not how this happens. That's not how this works.
I will say the Brits have it down as far as how to be a celebrity, at least in music. Between Adele and Sam Smith, they're either in the spotlight with an album or you don't hear from them.
Yeah.
And I love that. They're not being assholes and being crazy. They're either like Sam Smith's working on an album now, but you don't hear from him.
Yeah.
And then when it comes out, it'll probably be amazing because the first one was.
Of course it is.
Because he's the best, but yes. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it was too much. And speaking of too much, did you happen to see CeeLo Green?
Unfortunately,
I did. I don't think he made it into the Grammys.
No, I think he's just aimlessly walking around the red carpet.
He just showed up and left. I gotta be honest with you. I know the exact moment CeeLo Green started going downhill. Listen, first of all, we're gonna get to what he was wearing, but I love CeeLo Green and he's nuts. But I know the second he started dipping into insanity was after he played at SummerSlam.
I think that scarred him mentally.
I think that was the turning point. Seriously, I think that's where he started going downhill. If for those of you who don't know, he played at SummerSlam. And this is when
I'm gonna try to find the year.
Okay, this is when "Forget You" was really popular, yep. And so he it's a very good sing-along song. So, but wrong crowd at the SummerSlam. WWE
2011.
And he gets in the microphone and he's like, "Forget you." And then he like throws the microphone up for like the, you know, the audience, like a callback or whatever that is, you know, the ring. And no one responds.
Dead silence.
Yeah. And he just like threw it back and started. Yeah. I think that was it. I think that was when he. But anyway, so he has an alter ego now.
He does. He has an alter ego. And apparently him dressing up in all gold and all that stuff was to introduce the world to his alter ego.
I can't.
Gnarly Davidson. Which it has to be a Harley Davidson pun, right? But why? He is not. Well,
It has to be. It is. It has to be. I mean,
but I don't understand why you picked the Harley Davidson to
number one to make a gnarly work. Davidson. Like, wasn't he?
Was he Gnarls Barkley or was that a different person?
No, that was he was in a group with Gnarls Barkley.
Okay,
so was Gnarls Barkley a person?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know. They had that song "Crazy,"
which I loved.
Yeah,
crazy. So anyway, yeah. And it kind of sounds like him. Unless maybe that's his.
No, so he was definitely in it. I don't know if like Gnarls Barkley is like his alter ego, like. I don't know.
He really loves the G in the end.
Anyway, so yeah, so that's what we're getting at is like the gnarls. So, someone please clear this up for us. Is there anybody commenting or watching this right now?
We got two eyes.
Okay, we got two eyes. We apologize again for the audio, the video. If you're listening to the podcast right now, you're fine. Or if you're watching on YouTube, you're fine because we're also recording it that way. But so he shows up in this like black old school. I think it was a Cadillac.
Yeah,
I think it was a Cadillac. And then he shows up, like, does this whole, like, transformation. He shows up, he's black, and then the thing changes colors or something?
At the Grammys?
Yeah.
For the most part, he was gold.
And then it changed to gold. And so he was just gold. And then did you see how he left?
No.
He just got in the car. No, he got back in the car. It's a convertible car. And he threw both middle fingers up, and then the car just drove away.
I mean, he's doing it to promote his new album and song. I guess his new song is called "F Me, I'm Famous."
Okay, so.
Which, I don't know if you're aware of this, but he just got a case thrown out for date raping somebody.
Okay.
So I don't know if
that's where he's at.
So is that the name of the song you want to be promoting your album with?
Maybe not. You might want to change that. You might want to edit that a little bit.
I mean, that also just doesn't seem right.
He basically dressed up for a Halloween party.
Yes.
And then showed up and then didn't go in and left. Why did he even come? He just wanted the spectacle.
Yeah.
I mean, I would think, though, when I was thinking about the Grammys, I'm like, okay, CeeLo Green will be there because he's just a person that's there.
Right.
He's on The Voice. I don't know if he's on The Voice anymore.
Yeah.
But he was on The Voice. You know, he's a big figure in music, even though he doesn't really put out that many songs.
No, but he's a name.
Yeah, he's a name.
Yeah.
But he's fucking insane. He's a crazy
person. They interviewed him. He was interviewed by TMZ today, and he said he wasn't there. That wasn't him. Which I'm assuming he's playing into the persona. It's like, oh, God, come on. Can't come up with something more original than that.
So, speaking of more original than that, if we were musical artists, what would be your alter ego?
See, I was thinking about this today, and I for some reason, the first thing that came to my mind was, like, snakes. Like, I'd have snakes in my act, kind of like an Alice Cooper type thing, just less orchestrated. I think snakes are just let loose in the audience.
Okay.
I don't know what the name would be, but I'd want it to be a pun off of, like, something that has nothing to do with music, like a Harley Davidson. So it could be like Snakey Kawasaki or something like that after a dirt bike. I don't know. I think for some reason snakes came to my mind, which is weird because I'm not a big fan.
I think I obviously have no singing ability, and if anybody's been in traffic in the car next to me, you know that. Or if you've heard me in the shower, you know that I have no singing ability. I like to think that I do. So I think I would be like a producer, and I would go like Phantom of the Opera route, and I'd wear like a half, you know, the half mask?
Yes.
I wear like that, and I wouldn't explain why. No. Like, I would always wear it, and I would never bring it up. If someone brought up an interview, I'd pretend like it wasn't there. I don't exactly know. Maybe I just call myself the Phantom. You know, the Phantom of the...
Built-in fan base.
The Phantom of the recording studio. And I would just...
And you just kind of lurk around, like... Yeah, I just... Do you have, like, a duster, like a big coat?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Absolutely. And I specialize in organ music.
Okay.
So.
I like that. I think the world needs a little bit more of that.
I think...
Dropping chandeliers on people randomly.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But my studio would be extravagant, obviously.
Right.
And I would call everybody Christine. Why? It's not my name.
We have to call the police.
I'm a man. Why are you
Well, I mean, I like that a lot. And it's, hey, maybe this Gnarly Davidson thing's going to take off. I can't imagine it's going to. I don't think it's going to. But.
I think he thought that people were going to talk about it more than we are. Like, we are talking about it now, but if you look online, it's kind of dead. Like, it went like Grammys, nothing. Like, he wanted something that would be like, oh, I can't wait to see Gnarly Davidson.
You know what? And maybe in a different time it could happen, but pop culture wise, you're toast with Trump.
Yeah.
Trump is going to do something stupid it's or crazy everything. That is going to overtake you. So if you're trying to promote something at this point, give it to wait 4 years, I guess.
All I've been seeing
because it's not going to happen. That it overtakes everything.
Him meeting with all the leaders of other countries and like the prime ministers, and the handshake. That's what everything is about now. It's like
He does have a weird habit of really pulling you in.
Although, so he completely bodied the Japanese prime minister.
Yes.
Completely bodied him. He was shook. And then the Canadian prime minister, Justin
Trudeau.
He like got in there and he like grabbed onto his shoulder.
Like, you're not pulling me.
He wasn't pulling in. So that was a good move by him.
Isn't that insane though that like people who advise these world leaders now have to be like, look, when he shakes your hand,
please just
he's gonna yank your arm.
Hold your ground.
Because he's a psychopath.
He's gonna try and take your arm out of its socket. Imagine if our friend John was one of the primers.
My
shoulder. It's out.
It's just an odd way to shake hands, but so speaking of crazy people and not necessarily psychopaths, but Someone needs to do something about Harrison Ford flying planes.
Yes, they do.
I don't know
if
everyone caught this, but yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, Harrison Ford was landing a plane, and he landed it in the taxiway, and not the runway, and barely missed a commercial plane holding 110 people.
Okay.
Barely missed it.
So, I had no idea that Harrison Ford was such a plane nut until the previous incident when he... crash landed it on a golf course. Yeah. I think it's time for Harrison Ford to just stop flying.
Yeah.
He needs to stop.
I think we should also, after we talk about that, is we should discuss if he's actually indestructible. Because didn't on the Star Wars movie, like, this thing fell and broke his ankle or something?
At his age,
he should be just permanently in a body cast. He's always flying planes and doing stuff.
Yeah, the ankle, he broke his ankle when he was filming Episode 7. One of the doors on the set like fell on his ankle and it like broke his ankle, and they were worried because they thought the movie was going to be behind, but he like kept up with like the filming of it.
Of course he did.
And you can't even like really tell he has a broken ankle in any of the scenes. He doesn't do that much running, but I mean,
still broken ankle. I wouldn't be able to stand.
He's an old man. I mean, he's 75. Yeah, he's an old man. So yeah, he's a crazy person. He should stop flying. I don't get it.
I think the biggest issue is that it's Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
You know, this is President James Marshall from Air Force One. This is Han Solo. This is Dr.
Indiana
Richard
Jones.
Kimball, Indiana Jones. Like, who's going to tell him that he has to stop flying? I was reading reports of his other plane crashes. The one when he crashed into the golf course, witnesses were like, one witness was interviewed that's like, oh, Harrison Ford saved countless lives by landing it on the golf course. Did he? How?
That's like.
No, he didn't. He crashed into a golf course, but it's Harrison Ford. So you're not going to be like, hey, maybe he should stop flying planes. It's like, he saves lives. He could have crashed into the ocean. Well, yeah, but he still crashed in a golf course. He still almost hit a commercial plane.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to be the one to say it, because he'll snap my neck in two and eat my head.
That's wild to spin that story that way.
How's the spin? Because it's him.
I'm trying to think what the... what it would be, what the a good analogy would be for that. That would be like me, but I can't even think of it because that's ridiculous. That's like he crashed a plane. He crashed a plane into the golf course.
But like, I don't understand how he saved lives. Like, what would have happened that would have not saved the lives?
I don't know.
Like, what would he have crashed into?
I don't know. Like, he landed on Main Street. He landed it into a nursery, a baby nursery, and killed all the babies inside.
People who had no legs and couldn't escape the fire. I just don't understand.
So, yeah, he needs to stop flying. But it's so cool that it is really cool that he's a plane aficionado. Like, an old school plane aficionado. He doesn't fly like new private jets. He flies like these old like World War II planes and like all these like really cool like refurbished planes. It's like a really cool hobby. Insane that like he can't just have a car collection like Jay Leno. Mm-hmm. He has to have a plane collection.
Well,
it's just, he's like, a lunatic. I mean,
he's actually in the. I was reading he's in the Aviation Hall of Fame or something. Which,
so isn't John Travolta in the Aviation Hall of Fame too?
I think so.
So there you go. Good company. John Travolta and Harrison Ford. Yeah.
Totally not insane.
Totally not insane. Completely sane. Did you see John Travolta's, what did I just see him? Was it the Grammys? Was he at the Grammys? Maybe. I just saw him doing something recently, and he had, like, all these chains on. Like, all these silver chains. I think it was the Grammys. I think he gave an award, I don't know. You have to look that up. But he had 100 silver chains on his neck. I'm going to look this up right now. He's a crazy person.
And the thing, John Travolta,
Was it the Grammys? Right.
Yes, I think it was.
There's something. How many chains is that? Please, someone go look this up. Please look this up. Just put.
Well, it's just like a huge chain.
Do you have the picture?
Is that the one? Is that the right one I'm looking
at? This is a terrible podcast. This is terrible radio.
That's the one that came up.
Yeah, that was lashes. But anyway, he was somewhere. I think it was the Grammys. And I saw him, and he had, like, 100 silver chains on. Like, there was, like, 3 layers of them.
I wonder what goes through his head on a daily basis.
I don't know. He goes from, like, looking terrible, to, like...
Like, almost
looking,
fake.
Like, yeah. Like, looking like he's John Travolta again. John Travolta.
I think once you hit a certain point in Hollywood, like Travolta, Harrison Ford, they've all been around since the 70s.
Yeah.
It's now almost 2020.
Yeah.
They're like, look...
That's what happened with Harrison Ford. That's what happened with him with John Travolta last year when he tried to say Idina Menzel.
Mm. That was disaster.
I don't know what he said, but he said not Idina Menzel.
And it wasn't even like a bad pronunciation. He just said 2 different words.
Yeah, just not the words.
You know, I'm just going to make up these 2 words, whatever, who cares. But hey, I mean, I guess that's a celebrity, and when you're in your 60s and 70s, you lose your mind.
So, whatever, good for them. Good for them. Good for the Grammys. I'm just looking forward to the Oscars.
Oh, I can't wait. Weeks.
The Oscars work.
And make sure you keep tuning in because we're going to have a nice Oscars preview we'll have an Oscars recap.
Yep. And we have a ballot so you can follow along at home. We created it. It's not missing one of the best pictures this year.
Nope.
Did that last year. I'm sorry. But this year
you knew, though. You knew it wasn't going to win.
I knew. It was like, it was going to be the Revenant all day. Come
exactly.
On. So.
It's Leo's year.
The horn dog, Derek, just said, can I call in as Jackie Robinson's brother?
Do we have a phone line?
Yeah, we could have a phone line.
We could have a phone line.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
It's an odd choice to call in as.
So you alerted me to something today.
Yes, really cool.
This is usually the stuff that's like right on my radar, but
Today, I believe it was NASA, correct?
Yes.
Or is it either NASA or a group of international researchers, so probably NASA.
We got someone on the line here.
All right,
so we're gonna take this call. Hello, you're on the line.
Hello?
Yes, how are you doing?
Good, yourself?
Pretty good. Who's calling?
Jackie Robinson's
brother.
Oh, well, it's nice to hear from you, Jackie Robinson. Do you have a first name? What is it?
Are you Jackie Robinson's brother? Are you also listening to our live stream? You might have to mute that.
It's similar to calling into a radio station.
I'm new in technology. I don't know what's going on. It's a wonderful view on the site.
Jackie, what do you think about the Grammys? Jackie Robinson's brother, sorry. I'm just going to call you Jackie for short. What did you think about the Grammys?
Well, I didn't get to watch much of it, but from what I heard, not many people were happy with Beyonce.
I think she's kind of going downhill, you know? She's not even singing anymore. She's just kind of standing there.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't a fan of her dress, and I thought she could have did a lot better this time around.
Okay. Hey, you know, not every day you get fashion advice about Beyonce from Jackie Robinson's brother. This is nice.
Jackie's brother, what did you think about CeeLo Green and his outfit? What did he look like to you?
I felt like he could have started a new Power Ranger movie. I didn't know what he was trying to do this time.
Would you ever dress in something like that and go to the Grammys?
I would wear my birthday suit to the Grammys if they invited me, because I've been banned for about 25 years now.
Were you banned because you wore your birthday suit to the Grammys?
Yes.
That makes sense.
That makes total sense. What's your take on Harrison Ford? Should he stop flying?
I think I'd give him one more shot.
One more shot.
I have him fly over an elementary school so he can land it on the roof.
Okay.
That's the shot?
That's the one shot. The one shot. That's it.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
You gotta give him one more shot.
It could end in chaos, but you never know.
Third time's the charm.
It's a good day. You know, if everybody lands the plane, everybody gets free ice cream. You know, it's a wonderful day.
That's just great. Jackie, thanks for calling in. Is there anything else you wanna give any shout outs? You wanna give us some life advice?
I just wanna thank you for letting me call in.
Hey, anytime.
Usually all these radio stations, you know, they're sick of me, and I figured I'd give you guys a call and let you know you're doing a great job, and I'll be watching for future podcasts.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Jackie's brother. We really appreciate that.
Hey, Jackie Robinson's brother, everybody. Thank you. Thanks. That was nice.
Jackie Robinson's brother. What a nice guy.
We didn't even have to give him a phone number. He just got right through.
he just knows.
That was impressive. Well,
if you also know this number, you can call in if you want.
Yep, absolutely. You don't have to be a celebrity's brother.
You don't have to be a celebrity.
Whoever you want.
You can call in as a friend. A very good friend.
A very good friend.
Okay. So anyway, a group of scientists, researchers, they found this super Earth, they're calling it.
Yeah. Okay. And along with 60 new planets.
That is really cool. And now I was reading the article. I believe it was a HuffPost. Well, the one I looked at was HuffPost or USA Today. We're up to like over 100 new planets. Not just stars, like planets that we've discovered. Like they're orbiting a star just like ours. That's pretty awesome.
That's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. I mean, compared to the billions and billions and billions that are out there, trillions, right. It's minuscule. But for us to be able to see this, like in 40 years ago, we had no idea.
We didn't even know.
So it's kind of cool. They're calling it. They're calling it a super Earth. They call it. I had to write this down. Jalice 411b. Hmm. Do you think I'm saying that correctly?
Close.
Glaisi. 411B.
How do they come up with those
names? They could have been a little more creative. And they're saying it's a hot super Earth with a rocky surface. So I'm thinking just like a hellscape of like volcanoes and like...
So Arizona?
Yeah. So that's a good one.
I've actually never been there. So.
Arizona is a lovely place.
It probably is. A lot of nice people there. I'm sorry. Sorry I offended anybody in Arizona.
I've always gone back and forth on whether I'm like team alien or against alien. Like, do I want to meet an alien someday, or would I rather, like, not take a chance?
I would want to meet them.
Would you want to meet them?
Yeah.
Are you confident? Like, but what if they came down and they just, like, that was it? Like, they decided...
You know what? I've been on social media and the internet too long, I think, as far as the period of time, where if there's a species that comes down that's better than us, then I'm fine with getting wiped out by them. I don't want to get wiped out by some asshole dictator sending a nuke... Or climate change because the humans are idiots.
I get that.
I'm fine with aliens coming in and being like, look, we're superior to you. We've been watching you for a long time. You're ruining everything, so goodbye.
I'm fine with that. I totally get that, and I totally understand that. But what if they came down Sunday night during the Grammys, and they saw fucking Beyonce up there with her, like, metal headpiece and, like, her flowing thing, and then they saw Gnarly Davidson flying down the freeway in his gold mask, and everybody else is just, like, eating this stuff up. We look like idiots.
Yeah, well, I think there's not many times where they could come visit us and we wouldn't look like idiots.
That's also true. And also, if they can make it to us and we haven't been able to make it to them yet, chances are they're more technologically advanced than us.
Mm-hmm.
And so anything they see on our planet, they're just going to be like, what is this archaic technology?
Yeah.
Like, they haven't even discovered insert blank whatever hyperdrive thing yet. Like, and we're just driving around cars.
Like, we got here in 5 seconds.
Filled with dead dinosaurs. But yet they're able to travel across the galaxy and, or universe and come see us. So.
And I think if aliens ever did get here, I want them, the first person I want them to meet is Vince McMahon. Because I want an alien versus champion match for the future of the galaxy is at stake.
He will sign
the He'll sign an alien
to the WWE.
He'll find it away.
He'll put him right in the Florida, the training school.
Yep, right into NXT.
Right into
Full Sail. I mean, I think that's the first person they got to meet. And that's a good first impression for humans.
And then knowing Vince, he'll bury him for a while.
Yep. Mid-card, so, loss after loss.
This is an alien.
Alien's getting frustrated.
You should put him on Raw now.
Now.
On a pay-per-view.
He's like, why is he losing dark matches? I don't understand. But yeah, I mean, I'm Team Alien. I would like to meet an alien if it ever comes to
that. I think in an ideal world, I would like to meet an alien. But more so, I would like to... We got someone else calling us. We're not going to take any more calls right now. But if you're listening, person who's calling in, we might take one at the end of the show. So just hold back. We want to get through a few more topics. So yeah, I would like to, in an ideal world, I would like to meet an alien. But more so, I would like to go visit an alien planet.
See, I think, yeah, that would be cooler.
Stop in for a second. Be like, hey, what's going on? Like,
what are you guys doing?
Yeah, like on my own terms. Rather than them just like spying on us and like shit like that. So
just, yeah. Killing you with their finger.
Yes. So, yeah. But it would be wild to find another planet with life on it, with like humans like us. That'd be crazy, or like not humans, or like whatever.
See, it's not far off. Can't be far off.
Our lifetime.
Yeah,
I think we'll learn 2050s. at least life on another planet. Yeah. I don't know what that life would look like, but at least that. So, yeah. And at this point, I would go to any planet that doesn't have snow.
Yeah.
I would go to any planet that doesn't have snow because I am sick and tired of fucking shoveling. But here's the question I ask you. Would you, if you could, give up shoveling?
Mm-hmm.
Right? You would, right? I mean, if you had the option to do something.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
So now here's the thing.
Like,
would you give up shoveling? You wouldn't have to shovel again the rest of your life. Your driveway and your walkway would always be nice and clear of snow, even when it's snowing really hard. But you have to give up hot dogs. Can't eat hot dogs. Hot dogs or shoveling? Jeez. Hot dogs or shoveling? So I tell you what, I love hot dogs, but this weekend tested my patience with snow.
There's just a lot of shoveling this week.
I'm sick with snow. I'm sick of snow.
And sick with
I'm
snow.
I'm sick with
and
snow.
The horrible,
I have a snow disease.
Incurable disease. I would, I don't want to give up hot dogs. I love hot dogs. I really do. As much as shoveling sucks, I mean, you can always like, it would change your life, obviously, but you can always move into like a condo.
That's what I was thinking.
Or an apartment, yeah. Or a different state.
Or somewhere where it doesn't snow.
Yeah.
Except for this.
But hot dogs are forever.
Hot dogs are forever.
I would never want to give up hot dogs. I love hot dogs.
Did I tell you about, like, I was with Lindy, we were driving, and all of a sudden, I was like, it came over me. I was like, you know what? I think hot dogs are my favorite food. And we weren't talking about food. We weren't talking about hot dogs.
Just had this epiphany.
Like, I just had this epiphany because I always had trouble thinking about, like, what my favorite food was because I'm obviously a big food lover. You know, love me some food. But I was like, have trouble pinpointing what my favorite food is. But I think it's hot dogs. The versatility. And also, like, hot dogs mean summertime. You got a sneeze coming on. Hot dogs mean summertime. And that's why, one of the reasons why I love hot dogs. So.
And even if it's not nice, though. Like, now I can go home and boil some hot dogs if I want to. I can put them on a frying pan.
There's so many different ways to cook a hot dog.
There really are. Yep. So I'd have to go with hot dogs in that scenario. I'm keeping the hot dogs. I'll shovel. You know, I'll suck it up.
They should actually change the saying "there's more than one way to skin a cat" because I hate that saying. Into "there's more than one way to cook." There's more than one way to cook a hot dog.
There is.
Perfect, right? Corn dog.
And you don't seem like a psychopath because who's skinning cats?
Because nobody's skinning cats.
No.
So do not say that ever again. Yeah. So I hope how many people we got on the live feed right now?
We're up to five.
Hey, five. Five concurrents.
So we're at a 500% increase from when we started at zero.
If you're listening to this right now on Facebook, you need to share it with your friends. And right now, share it. Hit the share button. Also like it and comment. But you also need to find us on iTunes. Search for Average Nobody's on iTunes. And subscribe to our podcast there. Ryan, what are you watching? What are you up to these days?
I actually just watched. I had a couple snow days this week because of the weather. And I watched The Founder.
Okay.
The story of Ray Kroc.
The McDonald's one, right?
Yeah. Who was not the founder of McDonald's. But he's the one who kind of took it to the next level. Yeah. He he's the one who franchised it. He's the one who really started investing in the real estate of it. It was really good. It was Michael Keaton played Ray Kroc, Nick Offerman, and can I remember the actor's name? Any Walking Dead fans out there will know him as the guy who helped Morgan.
Trade Morgan, yes. Yeah, that's right. Who,
he's a great actor.
Yeah.
So Nick Offerman and that guy are brothers.
Okay.
And their last name is McDonald.
Okay.
So they created this McDonald's fast food restaurant with the efficiency system of, you know, having the workers kind of go through the stages of it. And it really,
kind of like an assembly line, right?
Yeah, really just invented fast food in the United States. And they started it in California. Michael Keaton plays Ray Kroc, who was actually, he sold like milkshake machines.
Okay.
And the McDonald brothers, had contacted Ray Kroc's company to send them out milkshakes. All
right.
And then Michael Keaton kind of saw how everything was made there, and just, it blew him away.
Okay.
How quick everything how the food was still really good. And he ended up going, you know, being partners with them. You see through the movie how Ray Kroc was kind of an asshole. You know, rest in peace. But he screwed him over pretty bad.
Yeah.
But it was really good. Michael Keaton was really... I love Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
He's so good. But it was really cool. It was a really good movie. I really enjoyed it. I watched that, and then I watched Passengers, which I know you've seen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I liked. It was good.
I was hoping
for a little bit more with those two.
I think there was a lot lacking in the story. I think that, like, it progressed too quickly for that type of movie. But I thought that the suspense was some of the best suspense in a movie that I've seen. I mean, almost ever. But, and also, I don't know if you had this experience, but when I saw the trailer to what the actual movie is, two different movies.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I went in thinking something totally different than what happened in the movie.
Yeah.
And I loved it. That was so refreshing.
It was.
For a trailer not to give away what's in the movie. I was completely shocked.
Especially with those two. You're kind of picturing, like, all right, this is going to be a typical.
Yeah.
Together, yeah, blah, blah, all that stuff.
But it was.
It was really good.
Yep.
I liked it.
I really enjoyed it. And it had, like, it actually made me, like, start, not question, but, like, maybe think about my own mortality, like, a little more. Like, because it, like, you know, I don't want to give too much away, but, like, it's this ship traveling to another galaxy or whatever, and they're starting a new life on this new planet, and they have to be in hypersleep, but the journey is 110 years. Like, imagine being awake for that, which these characters are. You see that in the trailer, not a spoiler. But imagine having to be awake for, like, that. That's your life. Like, your life traveling on this spaceship, like, that's it. Like, so it kind of, like, puts into perspective, like, time and how much time you actually have on this Earth, like, or in this world, compared to what eternity is.
Yeah.
Which is kind of wild. And I like that. I like movies that kind of, like get me thinking.
Pique your interest.
It made me depressed, but...
Yeah, it was a little sad.
It makes you think
poor
a little
Morpheus.
Bit. Poor Morpheus. Lawrence Fishburne, always getting the short end of the stick in everything.
What about you? What are you...
Watching a bunch of different things. I was watching Lemony Snicket. I haven't really, like, progressed on that at all. I finished up Black Mirror, which is just insane.
Yeah.
You want to really start thinking about things, you watch
that.
Black Mirror. But I actually revisited the 1998 Lost in Space movie.
Oh.
It just came on Netflix, and I was just about to turn on Lemony Snicket, and I saw Lost in Space. I have it on DVD. I don't need to watch it on Netflix. I can watch it anytime.
That's
I
kind
want.
Of a nice treat.
Yeah, like, I like that it's right in front of me. I can click it and start watching, and I can then, like, I can watch it on TV, or I can continue in my bedroom on my Apple TV.
Yeah.
So I put it on, and it's one of my favorite sci-fi movies, and it doesn't really hold the story and, like, the characters hold up, but some of the CGI doesn't. It kind of reminds me of, like, what CGI is on TV shows now. Like, if you watch Supergirl or The Flash or Arrow, like, kind of CGI, like, TV CGI. But it was a movie. It was a blockbuster movie. William Hurt starred in it. Mimi Rogers, who was in Austin Powers.
Yep.
Also, the other girl from Austin Powers. What is her name?
Which
she
one?
She was in The Spy Who Shagged Me. She was the main character. She was, like,
Heather Graham?
Yes, Heather Graham. And Matt LeBlanc was in it.
Wow.
And Gary Oldman. Is in it.
Oh,
all main characters. And a couple others that are, like, not
peak
really
friends
big.
Matt LeBlanc.
Yeah. 1998, man. But it was... I love that movie. The robot in that movie, like, besides R2-D2, one of the best robots in sci-fi history. I love it. And his name is Robot. It's Robot.
I like that.
Like, in the old 1960s show, the robot is Robot. It has a call number, but he called... Will Robinson calls the robot Robot. I fucking love that. So
he's a robot.
I watched Lost in Space. If you haven't seen this movie, it's a hidden gem. If you like sci-fi, it is a hidden gem. Absolutely hidden gem. It goes a bit off the rails towards the end. People start turning into spiders.
Oh.
But
that's frightening.
Specifically Gary Oldman. This is not a spoiler. It's a 20-plus-year-old movie. No, it's 19 years old. But yeah, go check this. That's what I'm watching.
Gary Oldman is a spider. That's replacing my bald Beyonce visual. I don't know. I just picture him like pissed off and drunk. And
you're welcome.
Thank you. What a bunch of horrible visuals I have now.
But yeah, so Lost in Space. Not a new watch, but I revisited it and I really enjoyed it.
Well, sometimes that's what you need because you can obviously, there's so much content out there, whether it's like a Netflix and Amazon, a Hulu, all the TV now, all the movies you can see. But sometimes it's nice to go back and appreciate an older gem like Lost in Space. So that's nice. Good.
Yeah, so that's what I'm watching. So that brings us to the end of our journey, the four-year anniversary.
Our parents said we would never make it, but we're here 4 years later.
Here we are. Hi, Mom. Made it.
Stronger than ever.
Oh, God.
You're probably one of the five watching. Thanks.
Again, if you're watching this, share it. Share it. Tell your friends to like our page so you won't miss the live stream next time. Hopefully, we'll be live streaming again next week. Again, search Average Nobodies on iTunes. We're going to be in the Google Play Store too soon. So if you have an Android device, never fret. We'll be there soon, too.
And we're always on YouTube, youtube.com/TheAverageNobodies.
Yep.
Tons of videos, not just the podcast. We've been doing videos for going on, 8-9 years now? Started with Drinking with Class, and then we did Twitter News Weekly and some of the stupid sayings. And
we started off with a show called Drinking with Class.
Yep.
And we have all those episodes on our YouTube, most of the episodes on our YouTube, so check those out. I think they're pretty funny.
They are. They hold up. They're funny.
They do hold up.
They're good.
And we also did Twitter News Weekly for a while. They're fun. And a bunch of videos here and there. And also, our podcasts are all mostly video. So you can check those out as well. So and also, Twitter, at Average Nobodies. AverageNobodies.com, of course, is the spot where we've been for 4 years blogging and throwing up videos and throwing up content. And it's all because of you guys. So thank you very much. And I think that's where we're going to leave you for today.
Yes.
So, yeah. We'll catch you guys in the next episode.
Yeah. Until next week, have a wonderful week. Stay warm or cold, depending on where you are.
If you see Harrison Ford, tell him not to fly, please.
Yep.
Please. I beg you.
Yeah. And if you see him going over an elementary school, you know Jackie Robinson's brother was right.
Thanks for calling in, Jackie, and Jackie's brother. And we'll see you guys in the next one.
All right.